Last War, Megan and the Birdwatcher, brand new music out of them. The Americana Dream is the latest album, their second full length.
Coming up, it's The World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Find playlists, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
What does public radio mean to you? Today is Public Radio Music Day, so we went out and asked that question to some big public radio fans, listeners, and volunteers who've dedicated their time to public radio. Coming up, you'll hear some of their answers and some of the artists they fell in love with on public radio. Artists like Wilco.
Possible Germany. Unlikely Japan.
And Jade Bird.
She got you on.
Plus, you'll hear from some of the artists themselves, like Molly Tuttle.
I just really rely on public radio to get my music out there in the world because it makes it possible to have, you know, a life as a touring musician, go to these towns, and maybe people have heard you on their local public radio.
Celebrating Public Radio Music Day, I'm Raina Duras. This is World Cafe.
KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. Federal agents raided two Mexican restaurants in Hibbing on Wednesday. Fox 21 and Northern News Now report that the Hibbing police were assisting the Lake Superior Drug Task Force with executing warrants. Both outlets reported immigration and customs enforcement agents were also present. A staff member at La Tequila Taco Shop told Northern News Now that there the officials detained people without papers, including a cook and a family member. The Fox crew happened to be on the scene at El Charro Mexican Bar and Grill. Fox says multiple people were taken into custody, and its crew was questioned about their nationality by agents while recording the incident. Grand Rapids Library patrons should expect fewer hours, a slowdown in services, and less children's programming next year. That's because significant budget cuts from the city are forcing the library from four full-time staff to just one, with the rest of staff working part-time. Library Director Amy Detmer told the Grand Rapids City Council on Monday that she's still working out what the cuts mean for library hours. Here she is in ICTV's meeting recording.
Really what it's going to amount to is service is going to be a little bit slower. It'll take more time to get items out on the shelves. And that's just because we'll have fewer hours.
The city first announced it would need to make cuts to the library budget in May. The city has long shouldered the majority of costs, despite most library use coming from outside the city. It asked Itasca County to raise its contribution in the name of equitable funding to help offset the cuts. The county agreed to redirect a small portion of library funds to Grand Rapids, but it doesn't make up for the $260,000 in city cuts. Bemidji's long-term goal of developing its rail corridor appears to be that much closer with a major project announced. Larissa Donovan has the story.
An Alexandria-based real estate development firm announced its intention to build a $22.5 million hotel, event center, and restaurant in Bemidji's presently blighted rail corridor on Wednesday. The Bemidji City Council unanimously approved a series of motions for the site preparation, which includes the demolition of three abandoned structures, as well as other work to clean up the contaminated soil and prepare the site for further development. Bemidji's downtown hasn't had a hotel of this scale since its very early days. Mayor George Prince says he hopes it will be a boon to the local economy.
People staying there and being able to have walkable distance to things like restaurants and shopping and even the community theater, I think it's really going to be a shot in the arm for our downtown business people as well.
Good Neighbor Properties is proposing a 98-room hotel with an integrated event center and meeting space and an on-site restaurant. Progress on the proposed YMCA Wellness Center in the corridor continues with fundraising. Sanford Health has committed a $10 million initial gift for the $25 million project. Soil contamination in the area stems from Bemidji's rail heyday, with industrial uses taking place in the area over the decades. Prince says extensive testing of the area has eliminated some prior concerns of ancient human remains. In the 1980s, 22 skeletal remains estimated to be 7,000 years old were discovered nearby during an expansion of the now-defunct discount store Pamida.
There's pretty high confidence that that isn't going to be an issue. As we do the work, there's always the possibility of something unexpected happening, but I think as a city, we've done as much due diligence as you can prior.
Site preparation in the rail corridor is expected to begin as soon as next month, with construction expected to begin as soon as next summer. Larissa Donovan, KAXC News.
Indigenous artists, culture bearers, and creatives have until Saturday to apply for a $5,000 grant to fund their work. The Anishinaabe Arts Initiative Fellowship is a program of the Region 2 Arts Council. It is open to enrolled tribal members or descendants in Beltrami, Clearwater, Hubbard, Manoman, Lake of the Woods, Becker, Cass, Itasca, and Roseau counties. The fellowship is intended to allow the area's most talented Indigenous creators to further and innovate their work by providing financial support. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is sponsored by Woodland Bank, dedicated to serving local businesses, families, and nonprofits in our area since 1920. You can find more information online at woodland.bank.
Happy Public Radio Music Day. I'm Raina Duras. This is World Cafe. And yes, in case you didn't know what I was talking about, Public Radio Music Day is a day to celebrate public radio and the music it brings into your life. This year, we took the microphone outside the studio and asked a bunch of listeners and volunteers why they love public radio and about what artists they've discovered through it. You'll hear a whole bunch of those answers this hour, starting with public radio volunteer, Diana.
Public radio, I guess, is important to me, primarily for music. It's the only way I really listen to music these days. That's how I learned about music. And one of the reasons I started listening was to keep up with current music so that I could talk about it with my kids. Listening to public radio, that introduced me to Wilco, who became one of my very favorite bands. I've seen them several times in concert, and usually because I heard about the shows on public radio. And my very favorite song by them is Impossible Germany, Unlikely Japan. I'll play it on repeat. Problems need to be erased.
Impossible Germany from Wilco. An artist listener, Diana, says she discovered through public radio. I'm Raina Duras with you on World Cafe, asking you why public radio matters today for Public Radio Music Day. Here's what public radio volunteer Scott had to say.
Public media is very important to me because I don't want to hear advertisements every 3 minutes, but also the choice of music that's played is far better than any of the commercial radio stations. A lot of progressive stuff, a lot of local stuff. And I was introduced to Charles Bradley at public radio. I hadn't really known much about him before. And the song that really resonated with me was his cover of Changes. I was fortunate enough to actually work the World Cafe producer's session when they interviewed Charles Bradley. And so he explained what the song meant to him, and it had to do with his mother, who he was estranged from, and it just really stuck with me. I mean, it appeared that he was almost in tears describing all of this history with his mother and how the song made him feel. And, you know, I think that most everybody in the audience was also teary-eyed as well.
You just heard Changes from Charles Bradley, an artist that Public Radio volunteer Scott says he discovered on Public Radio. It is Public Radio Music Day. This is World Cafe. And here is Public Radio member Amy talking about why it's important to her.
Public radio is so important to me as a pre-K teacher. I know how music shapes minds, you know, making those neural pathways and those connections for STEM and emotions. And that is so important to me. Public radio spoils me with all the music that they introduce me to, local bands, bands from abroad. One that really stands out that impressed me the most was Jade Bird. She has been in this area coming from overseas quite a few times, and my local public radio has introduced me to her. I got a chance to meet her. She signed our album, and she performed some amazing, amazing shows. So I was really impressed meeting Jade Bird and seeing her perform for us. And my favorite song of Jade Bird's is Uh-Huh. She rocks it when she plays it live.
Does she wake up, put on makeup in the bathroom, and go to work and stay real late and text you she'll be back soon? Bet her boss runs his fingers round her pretty blonde platinum do. I bet you never thought about that, did you? And it's none of my business, and I don't wanna get involved. If you're thinking that she's good, I think you should be tough. She got you on your knees. Short skirts so you don't ask her if you can check her phone. Talk about the guys at work so you feel ego-central. Like fancy cars and football teams, is she like continental? With a European accent, does she speak? Oh, so gentle. And it's none of my business, and I don't wanna get involved. If you're thinking that she's good, God no, God no, she got you on your. The washes of the work, she's doing what you did to me. She got you on your.
Jade Bird, Uh-Huh. More Public Radio listener discoveries in a moment on World Cafe. Maybe there's an artist you love that you found on public radio. I'm Rena Duras, and for Public Radio Music Day, World Cafe asked about that and about why public radio is important. Here's what listener Terry had to say.
Public radio is important to me because I've met so many friends because of public radio. Public radio introduced me to Charlie Crockett. He's kind of laid back, and his songs are put together well. So enjoy Public Radio Day.
You ain't got time to tell me how you feel. By this time tomorrow I'll be out in Bakersfield. Just like that horse steady running down the track. You know I won't be coming back. I keep it moving down 75, just like I've been doing for my entire life. And if I win, gonna have to give my baby some. You know that woman, she ain't done. Can't stop till my work is done. Run, horse. Run, horse, run. Pass the cards around. See trouble coming because I know that sound. Lovers, they will quit you, but people rob you blind. Good friends are awful hard to find. Can't stop till my work is done. Run, horse. Run, horse, run. My work is done. Run, horse. Run, horse, run. Giddy up. Boxcar's been my home since San Antonio. Cause this ankle of mine have turned while hopping on. Shoots pain that feeds my dreams with luxuries. I see crystal chandeliers and burgundy. I can feel my mother's heartbeat from the track. It's the rhythm of a sun that won't be. Lord knows where my mind is taking me. I see crystal chandeliers and burgundy. If that conductor only knew all the trouble I've been through, just to be here on this train once again. Freedom of a hobo ain't so bad. You can dream of all the wealth I guess living on this train's getting to me. I see crystal chandeliers and burgundy. Nothing in this world I've got to do but to ride these rails of steel my whole life through and take away these visions that I see of crystal chandeliers and burgundy, of crystal chandeliers and burgundy.
I'm Charlie Crockett. You're listening to The World Cafe.
lights line the highway sign. Let me know it's spring. They wanna put me in a TV show. I don't know if it's right, but I said yes because I can't refuse those Crystal City lights. Crucified son, I was born the lucky one. They can't tell me what I've done. I'm a crucified son. Don't ask me how I started, 'cause right now I can't recall. It's a wonder me and these boys still out here riding at all. There got to be a higher reason, 'cause it ain't pleasure and fame. I walk out the door, they call me friends and drive nails into my name. Crucified son, they tell me I'm the lucky one. They can't tell me what I've done. I'm a crucified son. Look out. If you love your wife, the women there, they sure are pretty. They'll make you lose your mind. Out behind the Nashville Palace, I got lower than I was in Dallas. Selling idols on a souvenir ain't the only thing happening here. Hello. Crucified son, I was born the lucky one. They can't tell me what I've done. I'm a crucified son. Crucified son. They tell me I'm the lucky one. From Houston, Texas to Kingdom Come, I'll be a crucified son.
Crucified Son from Charlie Crockett, an artist that listener Terry discovered through public radio. For Public Radio Music Day, we asked listeners and volunteers why public radio is so special. I'm Raina Duras. This is World Cafe. And here is Mark.
I think public media gives me the opportunity to listen to a diverse selection of music. Public radio introduced me to a band out of Seattle called The Dip. And I like them because it's upbeat music. I love the horns, and it's just fresh sounding. Adeline is one of my favorites, but honestly, I probably have 15 of their songs on my playlist.
Adeline, I wonder what you're thinking. Behind those eyes, I can see your gears spinning fast. Understand your inhibitions, but listen to me, please, and I will ease your mind. 'Cause I've had a lot of time to think about what I'd say to you. Listen to my last confession. I love you, Adeline. Adeline, I hope you really hear me, 'cause I love you dearly and I need. No.
to say. Won't you listen to me? 'Cause I've had a lot of time to think about what I'd say to you. Maybe you're right, and there's nothing to say. But if you'd be so kind as to listen to my last confession, baby.
The Dip with Adeline. The Dip is an artist that listener Mark says he was introduced to by Public Radio. On World Cafe, it is Public Radio Music Day, and you've been hearing listeners share why public radio is important to them, but it goes both ways. We also asked artists why it matters. Here's Michigander.
I think public media is just so important because I don't think we'd be able to tour and sell tickets and have people come to our shows and have that live music experience without the support of public radio.
Drove to California just so you would know that I could never let you go. Fell into a valley, cutting through an alley, trying to find a way back home. I want you to get better, wanna stay together, wanna build a house on the moon. If life is what we make it, then why is it always breaking?
Michigander with Giving Up. I'm Raina. It is World Cafe, celebrating Public Radio Music Day by asking, why is public radio important? And here's Molly Tuttle's answer.
I just really rely on public radio to get my music out there in the world because it makes it possible to have, you know, a life as a touring musician, go to these towns, and maybe people have heard you on their local public radio.
Take the journey. That's Molly Tuttle. A few more artists talk about why public radio matters in a moment on World Cafe. From NPR, it's World Cafe, and it is Public Radio Music Day. I'm Raina Duras. We turn the mics over to listeners and artists today to talk about the difference public radio makes in their lives and careers. Here's Tune Yards.
The only way we get to make music is if we're supported by public media. It really is as simple as that.
Nowhere.
Water Fountain from Tune Yards. Public Radio Music Day is a celebration of stations and shows just like this one. It is World Cafe. And Daniel Donato shared his thoughts with us about why public radio is so important.
It's critical to American culture for there to be publicly accessible forms of content and information and art that people can inspire themselves with, you know, and now we're getting into this era where we're interfacing with algorithmic curation. But I like the human curation of that side of things.
Sunshine in the Rain, Daniel Donato. I'm Raina Duras. It's World Cafe, and it is Public Radio Music Day. And why is public radio something to be celebrated? Sharon Van Etten and the Attachment Theory band member Deborah Hoff has an answer.
It's important that there are those outlets, and also important, I think, that people hear things that they didn't click on. I listen to public radio at home because I just want to hear stuff I haven't heard before.
Sharon Van Etten and the Attachment Theory with Afterlife. That was recorded live for the World Cafe. And that brings us to the end of this hour. Thank you to all of the listeners and artists who share their thoughts for Public Radio Music Day. Thanks to line producer Will Loftus for his work on this session and for recording all of the listeners you heard. And thank you to Paige Walter for recording the artists you heard. Also, especially on Public Radio Music Day. I want to thank the public radio stations who bring this show to you, including Prairie Public Radio in North Dakota. We produce this show at WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Raina Duris. Thanks for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by Luminescence Foundation. Luminescence Foundation is dedicated to shedding light on neurological research focused on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases and supporting land conservation initiatives. And by the Lemelson Foundation, working to harness the power of invention and innovation to accelerate climate action and improve lives around the world. Learn more at lemelson.org.
Another hour ahead of the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Check out our playlist, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
Today is Public Radio Music Day, an annual nationwide celebration to unite the public radio music listeners, fans, and artists who make this world sound so good. Last hour, we asked listeners about their favorite public radio musical discoveries. This hour, you'll hear some examples of artists who've been supported and boosted by